Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting third. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Max Venable. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Adley Hamaker. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Adley Hamaker. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Royster. Batting third. The center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Harper. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Behenna. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Rick Behenna. And now, play ball. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. O'Malley moves to second. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Benedict interferes with Venable, who is awarded first base. O'Malley moves to third. Clark moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster takes first base on ball four. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman takes first base on ball four. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wellman. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. Wellman steals second. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hubbard moves to second. Two outs. Rick Behenna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Behenna strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Malley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Braves. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0 for 0 in the game. Venable hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Horner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood is hit by the pitch. Evans moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wellman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamaker hits a pop-up towards the mound. Behenna catches it and throws to first to double up Wellman. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LeMaster moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Behenna fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson strikes out. One out. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from May and he is safe. Harper steals second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-1 in the game. Benedict strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0-for-1 in the game. Venable strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Johnson pinch hits for Rick Behenna. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamaker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Rick Camp now pitching. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wellman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Wellman reaches second base with a double. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamaker strikes out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 2 in the game. Horner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Watson reaches second base with a double. Horner moves to third. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horner scores. Watson scores. Harper moves to second. It's Giants, 4, Braves, 4. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 2 in the game. Benedict is walked intentionally. Biff Pocoroba pinch hits for Rick Camp. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Harper moves to third. Benedict moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 4. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0 for 2 in the game. Venable strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Royster hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murphy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Greg Minton now pitching. Chris Chambliss pinch hits for Bob Watson. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Venabil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 4. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Chambliss now playing first base. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Wellman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wellman moves to third. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wellman tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Giants. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Malley takes first base on ball 4. Minton moves to second. Terry Forster now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minton scores. O'Malley moves to third. It's 7-4, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Benedict hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Smith pinch hits for Terry Forster. Ken Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 4 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 4. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Max Venabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venabil is 0 for 3 in the game. Venabil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Venabil for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. May reaches second base with a double. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Wellman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Horner takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. Murphy moves to third. Horner moves to second. Two outs. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Murphy scores. Horner scores. Harper moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Giants. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Benedict hits a fly ball into center field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and Atlanta Braves, 6. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.